Hello, hello, hello. 20th of September 2015. This is 50 Pips rocking and rolling here. Hope everybody's had a great week. And again, before we start, the fact that you're in here means you're ready, you understand, you accept all the scores, disclaimers, the blog, just understanding that we're performing some technical analysis in a learning context for educational purposes only. So what's going on? I think here as we go into the back end of September, a lot of people are going to be talking about broader seasonality trends and the fact that markets tend to be a bit heavy towards the end of the September. So keeping that in mind, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, in terms of the week, we've got Japan off for the first 3 days, and the beginning of the week is going to be fairly light. So Monday and Tuesday, apart from Paul's speaking out of Canada, fairly light. Well, things will start to pick up most likely on Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be very interesting because we have all those PMIs out, all the China data. So that's going to be very interesting to see how the market reacts, especially on the commodity currencies. But, you know, we've also got Draghi speaking. Thursday, we do have more stuff out of the commodity currencies. We've got that trade balance out of New Zealand. We've got unemployment claims out of the US. We got that LTRO data out of the ECB. And basically, you know, Yellen's going to be speaking again. And then we got the final GDP on Friday. So we should have an interesting week again, also tying in with those seasonality trends. Now, just let me know if you guys prefer the audio calls or the YouTube video. I've had a lot of people saying they like the audio version. So let me know. I'll probably do a YouTube one next week, but depending on what you guys prefer. So I'll try and call out the charts just to make it easier for those who are going to trying to be falling on their own charts. You know, in terms of the ES, what's going on? Really, those 1950s still remain the pivotal level, right? We expected that after that big sell-off, we would be hovering inside that 2000 and 1900 range, with that 1950 being pivotal all the way into that FOMC. And then we're expecting to see, okay, either we're going to see a break to the upside, or most likely we'll have to retest those lows, that 1900 kind of zone. So the way this is looking, and it's also tying in with those seasonalities, it looks like we still got a bit of a heavy tone in the market. So we would not be surprised to see the market try to probe back down and test closer to that 1900 level. So that's what we're focusing on. Broadly speaking, the range is still 2000, 1950, 1900. We'll have to see what gives. As long as we stay inside that range, expect to see a lot of wheeling and dealing. But the way the market's been working has been fairly technical, fairly orderly. We moved all the way back into the high end, broke above that level, failed, closed negative. So everything technically would look to a retest of the lower end of the range. So that's what we're looking at in terms of the ES. Now, in terms of silver and gold, again, we're looking for these to put at least some short-term bottoms and rotate back toward mid-ranges. So as we discussed last week too, we're looking at silver trying to base, and we said we really needed to get a daily close above the 15 mark to indicate that we could get some quicker or better traction back into the 16 mark. So our outlook hasn't changed. Our broader range on silver is still 18, 16, 14. The close above 15 for us suggests bid tone, and we're looking for price to move back towards the 16 mark. Again, most of these charts are on the blog if you're interested. If not, just hit me up on Twitter. I'll post them out again. Gold, what's going on gold? So gold, we're still stuck in that 1200, 1150, 1100 range. Our assumption fairly similar to and a shout out to Miss Gold, by the way, fairly similar to silver. Our outlook was that those closes above the 1100s were pointing towards a retest of 1150. So that's still our outlook, 1150 being pivotal inside range, bull bear line for the day. Daily closes above 1150 bullish, below bearish inside range. But ultimately, we expect to see this broader rotation trying to move back into the 1200 mark. Okay. Speaking of the last future, we're looking at crude. Crude, again, a lot of wheeling and dealing around the 45 mark. We call this pretty much the bull bear line, even though there's support all the way down to those 44s, 43s. You know, unless we start to really get daily closes back below the 43s, we expect this to hold some kind of choppy sideways dynamic. But ultimately, we think it's still trying to base in this range, and we expect it to try and slowly grind higher back into the 50 and 55 marks. Speaking of commodities, Aussie, our outlook was as long as that low was holding, we were calling for a move back into the 72, 70, 250 zone, and we said that that was going to be the bull bear line. Now, it looks like that zone's being defended, so just look at that. That's the offer zone, right? So clearly the bears are trying to hold it below that 7250, 7200 mark. As long as we get daily closes below there, we should see a bit of a bearish tone, but to us it looks like it's trying to base. It'll probably find some bids on any dips for a move back higher, trying to break back above that 7250. And if we hold above that 7250, then we would expect 74s to attract. Now again, keep in mind we've got that China PMI data. If that's a shockingly bad number, well then most likely all bets are off in terms of the upside rotation of on Aussie. In terms of Kiwi, what's happening, you know, still heavy, still holding inside that big dip down day, so it's very choppy. The bull bear line for there is the 65 mark. We suspect there's still a bit of a bid tone there, some dips get being bought for a move back to that 65, but unless we start to close back above the 65, still bearish tone. As far as yen, you know, euro yen looks weak. It looks like it's offered. USD JPY is just still stuck around that 120 mark. We've talked about it for a long time. We think there's not an awful lot of edge inside this range, but we expect to see very choppy action around that 120. You know, the chart looks bearish, but we'll have to see. It's not our preferred pair in terms of action. Euro GPB, again, stuck around those 7250s, 7260s, that whole zone. That's a big bull bear line. So the way we've been looking at this, as long as we get daily closes back below those 7260s, 7250s, we expect it to move down in extensions. Again, our view is structurally short here, and we expect it to move down in extension all the way back to retest those 6930s and move back into the 6764s. Now, however, should we start to catch bids above that 7260s, then we would not be surprised to see this rally all the way back up into the 76s, but that would still be a better selling, even a better selling point in the way we're looking at this, so still structurally bearish here. In terms of USD Mexico, the charts on the blog, a very, very nice move back into those 1630s. We're looking for it to, after that big daily reversal, we're looking for it to move back into that zone. And we said, you know, don't be greedy. If moving back to that zone, that's a buy area. That's a strong support. You've got all those moving averages coming in line, and you had a beautiful bounce off those 1630s. So it doesn't mean it can't go lower, but for us, the trade to the short time was done, and the quick scalps to the upside probably done, but the way the dailies are shaping up, it looks like it could easily get a bit more traction all the way back into mid of that choppy range after it's tried to sell off from those 17s. What else have we got? We've got CAD. Again, very aggressive moves on CAD. I think a lot of people being caught off guard by the moves late in the day on Friday. Again, a lot of choppy action. We'll have to see how we settle here into the beginning of the week. But Canada, we were looking for a move back into the 131. Beautiful little move down. Very, very aggressive. And now, you know, Friday action, end of day Friday, I think caught a lot of people off guard. We'll have to see how we open. Broadly speaking, we're still stuck in our chop range. If you remember, we've been talking about this zone pretty much since August, right? The ping pong zone being 133, 132, 131. It's wide, but that's the hand we're being dealt. That's the way the market's chopping around. So unless we start to get aggressive buyers coming back into the market on daily closes above those 133s, this is still inside a choppy zone, possibly reverting back down. Unless we get daily closes below the 131, you know, this could still be catching a bid to gravitate back into that 132, right? That 132 is the ping pong zone. Most likely, this is going to be linked also to what happens on crude. It doesn't mean that we cannot see a lot of choppy action. Absolutely not. We'll probably see a lot of whippy action. But unless we break outside the ping pong zone, 133, 132, 131, it's going to be much to do about nothing, but it doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of very interesting opportunities to play inside that zone again, right? So it's a fairly interesting chart, very aggressive moves, but again, I think everybody was kind of caught off guard on those moves on Friday. That's why we said, you know, if you want to be done for the day early, if you had a decent week, you don't want to hang around too long on days like that. Now, Last but not least, Cable and Euro. So Cable, we've been talking about these 155s being the bull bear mark, a very aggressive bull bear line. And again, we're still chopping around there. You know, things are still not clear enough and we're hovering around that zone. So for us, daily closes below, turns to bearish, most likely, you know, any acceleration lower, sell any rally. And as long as we close, keep on closing above 155 and we try and move higher, most likely buy any dip. So that's the bull bear line. I think there's a lot of choppy action on Cable. We have no change in our structural view long term, but so far, for now, a lot of choppy action inside that 155 mark. Euro, no big change. We discussed that broader range. It just, it's still, you know, it looks like you have that, those sellers that are inside, you know, 115 into 170s are still there, you know, still there in force. So until we keep, unless we close back above there, much to do about nothing. We still expect this 111 to be the gravitational line. So if you call, if you look at Cable as 155 mark as bull bear line, that's the 111 for us on Euro, right? So very, very choppy. It's a big range. The bigger range is 115, 111, 108. And we've got a lot of choppy action. You see that we might get some big days where we pop outside of that range, but it keeps on coming back. So there's just a lot of wheeling and dealing. The data that's going to be coming out will be... hopefully we'll guide a bit more, but after what happened in the FOMC, it's still a lot of much to do about nothing. So I think everybody's just going to have to be patient. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have a lot of interesting intraday trading opportunities, but it means that the context is indicating, as we said, expect, you know, a lot of volatility, a lot of velocity inside range. So it's the kind of market where you want to be nimble, you want to drop your side, you want to widen out your targets, widen out your stops, and just be very, very nimble. Because unless something structural changes, it's going to be very difficult to get on the big next big moves. It's more of a, you know, it's a two-sided market, but there's plenty of opportunities. Just keep in mind the context and be disciplined in how you're trying to do that, and don't put yourself in a position where you're expecting something that's not likely to happen in this context or in this situation, guys. So again, have an awesome one. Thanks for listening to 50. Don't hesitate to let me know if you prefer the video calls or the audio calls. I really don't mind. Either is good, whatever you guys prefer. So we might do a live one next Sunday on YouTube, one of those live ones so everybody can show up and ask questions. And again, guys, thanks for listening. Have an awesome one. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye, guys.